share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Malaysia may be a country with the most elections thus far, but when it comes to campaigning, let's agree that maybe we can learn a thing or two on how it is done overseas. Taking to social media, netizen Andrew Pung, at the AP journalist, shared several videos on how South Korean presidential candidates are given ample time on SBS. https://world.abuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2022/03/efirx_lvstomasdb.mp4. It is understandable that one might mistaken a serious matter like politics and liken it to a kid's TV show based on how the Korean media is presenting their candidates. And this does not end here. In the following video, the candidates' faces are also used to generate a mock presidential race, in the form of a Winter Olympics event. https://world.abuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2022/03/p8blumenjufif-7.mp4. It is kind of unique at how South Koreans take an important thing such as an election, and make it into something like a K-pop variety show. Sharing a number of videos, our guess is the generation of videos themselves may have been down to the willingness of candidates to present something different to the public. https://world.abuzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2022/03/v4sf8idn-u300zh.mp4. Currently, Conservative opposition candidate Yoon Suk-yeol of the People Power Party clinched South Korea's presidential election after Lee Jae-myung of the governing Democratic Party conceded defeat. Also read, one vote for DAP is one against Islam, DAP politician removes stickers vandalizing her campaign banners. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.